Welcome back. Disney earnings set to hit the wires this Wednesday after the bell. And Brian, I know you got your eye on one number in particular. I'm pretty sure it has to do with their streaming service, Disney Plus.
Ah, gee, Jared, how'd you guess? You are, in fact, correct. And I'm looking at this number, Jared, because let's keep in mind what happened with Netflix about a week and a half ago when it reported earnings. The stock was slammed by 25% because it came out with a disappointing quarter and a disappointing outlook for subscribers. So Disney, when they report on February 9th, the one number to watch is Disney Plus net additions of subscribers. The street is looking for 7 million. Disney came out in the preceding quarter with 2 million net additions to Disney Plus. That was horrifically disappointing. And as luck would have it, Disney shares are down 17% since it came out with that miss on subscribers back in November of last year here. So you can see that chart on here. Now, the team over at Evercore, they are noting an increase in downloads in recent months for Disney Plus. It's important that the research like that ultimately filtered into the company's quarter, and they do come out with somewhere around 7 million in net adds, or you could see a negative reaction in Disney shares. Let's keep in mind here, when Disney launched Disney Plus a couple of years ago, that was the main driver of the stock price, especially during the pandemic when the parks were closed. So the company was coming out consistently hyping the growth of Disney Plus. Well, that growth really hit a brick wall in November. So again, all eyes on this Disney Plus number here. If Disney doesn't beat it, the stock can fall again.
Yeah, I have to agree with you, Sazi. I think, too, we're just about at peak streaming. I don't know that these companies are going to be able to maintain their breakneck growth strategies. Internationally, there's still a lot of ground to be plowed, but you know those markets don't pay as well, and they don't command the higher prices that a lot of these Disney Plus subscribers are paying here in the U.S. That's a problem for Netflix. They've been ramping up their international content, and they've had success with that, but you got to wonder, at what point do we finally see the consolidation that everyone has been expecting over the last few years, where some of these companies just become targets? I want to go to the Wi-Fi Interactive here, because I have our streaming heat map up, and this is kind of an apples to oranges comparison. A lot of these companies are simply huge. Apple and Alphabet and Amazon, all these companies have streaming services. But if you sort by performance here, I'm going to go to a one-year view, and there we go. Some standouts: Fubo TV down 78%, Roku basically a pure streaming play, that's down 63%. We were talking about the carnage that we saw with Netflix. A lot of these stocks were high flyers, as you said, Brian, in the pandemic. Here's 2020. This was the launch that was facilitated by the pandemic. People interested in streaming, interested in that content. But you can see those shares have come back to earth, Brian.
Yeah, that's putting it mildly. And Jared, I like what you said about peak streaming. There's just so much content out there. You have to wonder, how many more subscriptions do households need? But who this could be bad news. If you are, in fact, correct about this being peak streaming here, just looking at the stock prices, some of the slowing growth rates out of the likes of Netflix, even Disney Plus, it's Discovery, which is about to digest the beast that is Warner Media from AT&T. Look, CNN Plus is supposed to launch at some point soon, their own streaming push here. And any signs of peak streaming is just not what Discovery needs after they have paid a top dollar for that Warner Media asset.
Yeah, and Jeff Zucker stepping down from CNN, that could have potential implications at the Department of Justice for any kind of merger. They're already, I forgot the company, but they are in the process of merging with another company. So everything kind of coming back to roost there. All right.